In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Before we're done today, well, it's Wednesday, so we'll give you a parenting tip. Shelley Goldberg, formerly of New York One, she's going to be back to give us a tip for happiness for parents in the midst of COVID. We'll get to that. The man who wants to be governor of the state of New Jersey, Jack Chitterelli, responds to Governor Murphy's budget proposals yesterday. But we start with good news on the COVID front. Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The FDA is reviewing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the company hopes that once it gets the green light, it can start distributing millions of doses nationwide.
Where are we at on the fight for COVID? You know, there's been a couple of reports even this week from recognized, sources that I find to be really credible that say we are really making great progress, not just in getting people distributed the vaccine, and it's going better in some states than others, obviously, but that even herd immunity is ahead of schedule just based on the number of antibody tests that are being confirmed and so forth. Where do we stand with all of it? Let's turn to Dr. Nicole Sapphire. You see her on Fox News, and you've heard her here on Kevin McCullough Radio, actually, quite a few times in the last few months. She's got her first book was Make America Healthy Again. She's got a brand new one that's about to hit the bookshelves on the 25th of May. Maybe we'll get a sneak peek of that. But Dr. Nicole Sapphire, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm happy to be on.
The news, let's start with Johnson & Johnson first. You just heard the report from CBS News. What do we know about this? What is significant about it? And how good is the data?
Well, Johnson & Johnson has submitted their data from the clinical trial that we've been waiting for, submitted it to the FDA for the VRBPAC panel to review it, and they're going to meet, just like they did with the Pfizer and the Moderna. And the data looks good. The one good thing about Johnson & Johnson, the way that they did it, they actually broke it up based on geographic locations as we've been having these variants. So they actually broke it down by region, United States, Brazil, and South Africa. And they show that this vaccine has efficacy against all those variants. It varies a little bit, but definitely, above that 50%, that is our metric. The overall efficacy in preventing moderate to severe illness from the single-shot vaccine is about 66%, but the efficacy for preventing severe illness and keeping people out of the hospital is about 85%. I mean, those are great numbers.
No, that is very good. And it compares notably to the Moderna and the Pfizer, because they were just a little over 90. But let's talk about the advantage of just being a one-shot vaccine as opposed to the get it now and come back in a couple of weeks to get the next.
Well, that's right. And that is a huge benefit to this. It's a single dose. And also, it doesn't require a lot of those harsh freezing and storage requirements. So it's not only easier to store, distribute, but it's also easier for the person getting the vaccine. They don't have to come back for that, and which means that they're also going to get that level of immunity sooner than they would with those two dose vaccines.
Yeah.
Another good thing that came out of the data, the way that they did their clinical trials, was they actually were testing for asymptomatic infection. That's been a big question mark. People who get the vaccine, are they still able to transmit the virus to other people? And while common sense and some preliminary data has told us it's unlikely that they're able to do it, we don't actually have data saying that they're unable to do it. Moderna and AstraZeneca have come out showing that they are able to decrease asymptomatic infection, as well as a small cohort with Johnson & Johnson also suggesting efficacy in reducing asymptomatic infection, similar to the level of the overall efficacy, which, again, these are all good news and will help us in the fight to get to that herd immunity and really get us on the right track back to a pre-COVID sense of normalcy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so important, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. We spoke last time about the challenge that it's been for, kids in school, and it continues to be a big controversial issue about how quickly kids can get back to school. And, in New York and New Jersey, particularly, you've got a lot of school districts that are still not open. And the faster that we can affect a healthy return to that normalcy, I just think it's so important on so many levels. Let's talk about where we are in terms of infections. What does the data show in terms of the overall graph? What direction are things headed right now?
We are on a steep decline of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, which is incredible because we had a rough few winter months.
Yeah.
Right now, we are back to the levels that we are at around October, so before those holiday surges. And unfortunately, yet fortunately, because such widespread transmission of the virus occurred over the winter months, we are much closer to that natural herd immunity than we really ever expected to be. So when you combine the natural immunity that we have been building for the last year by people being exposed to this virus, then couple it with the about 70 million doses of the vaccine that have already been given out, those two together are really pushing us towards this level of the herd immunity, which there's no magic number that we will get to that says, okay, let's just wide open the doors and just go on with our lives. That number varies, and it can be anywhere from 60 to 90% of the population has to have some level of immunity, and it'll change over time with the variants and so forth. But the more people in a community that has some form of immunity to the virus means the more safe it is for that community to go on.
Right. Well, and I think that is so crucial. And that's why I was very encouraged to read some of those reports that you kind of made reference there to, that the herd immunity is way ahead of schedule. They're saying, in fact, I think some of the more optimistic reports are saying maybe by April. We can effectively say that herd immunity has been reached. Is that consistent with what you're seeing?
So that is a Wall Street Journal opinion piece that was put out by a good friend of mine, Dr. Marty McCary, who actually blurbed my first book and now also my second book, Panic Attack. So we are like-minded when it comes to a lot of things. And we have been sidebarred having these conversations. I think May is going to be a really good month for us. He's even more optimistic, thinking April. Either way, late spring, we truly believe that we are going to reach that level of immunity, even with the circulating variants, as we continue to ramp up vaccination efforts.
Yeah. That's going to make such an important difference for the summer, especially for families to be able to get out and do things that they would like to do, take vacations, et cetera. Panic Attack is the name of your new book. Now, it doesn't hit the streets until the 25th of May, but I want people to pre-order it as soon as possible. But what's the focus of your newest tome?
Well, you know, you really see it right now. If you're looking at what's going on with Dr. Fauci, he's getting a lot of flack because he keeps changing things. And the truth is, it's normal for doctors and scientists to disagree on certain things because there's a lot of variables. But what's not normal is for non-doctors to say that disagreement or recommendation changes are off-limits and anti-science. So because this has happened for the last year, controversy and division have really caused damage to our country. And my book, Panic Attack, unveils the hypocrisy and hysteria that has occurred from the rampant politicization of science. I dive into the science and truth behind many facets of the pandemic, from the origin of the virus to the concealment efforts, delay by China and the World Health Organization, to even school closures, mask wearing, hydroxychloroquine, and more. So it really, really go into why there was controversy, how it got exploited as science versus anti-science, and really just dive into the research and science behind some of these to get to the truth.
Well, and I think that that voice is very much needed, Nicole, because right now you've got, and I want to go back to this one more time, in the school situation, you've got a lot of conflicting interests, and they're all claiming that science is on their side. And we really need to just have a very clear understanding of what the science actually says, and then make the best decisions based on that. But I'm afraid, especially for our kids, part that we're not doing that specifically, and that they're losing as a result. At least that's my fear in some regards. Hey, please come back and keep us posted on all things. And when Panic Attack does get closer to the drop date, let's do a deep dive on the book and get people to make sure that they know where it is on May the 25th. It's going to hit the streets. But again, you can go pre-order it right now. HarperCollins is the publisher. Panic Attack. Dr. Nicole Saffire, national best-selling author of Make America Healthy Again, and doing a great job. You see her on Fox News, and you can follow her on NicoleSaffireMD.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Carol Markowitz with the latest on what's going on in the New York schools from the New York Post when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite, the amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, if you missed any part of the earlier portion of the show, go back and get it. Morgan Peckma's time with us in the first hour was very enlightening. And, of course, Dr. Nicole Sapphire just fighting the fight as best she can there at Memorial Sloan Kettering and also doing a great job on the television and other places where she can speak truth about what's going on with the vaccines. Carol Markowitz is back with us. She's been fired up about COVID on a couple of different levels this week. And I'm sensing, Carol, that your frustration continues to grow, especially when the governor seems to basically be acting like he literally has no concern for any of the concern that now even the media and his own party members are starting to speak up about. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten a pass and he continues to get a pass. And it's really wild watching the media still treat him with kid gloves, still not really challenge him on so much. And I think we're going to just continue seeing this. And it's really just a tell that they're all on the same team and yeah, that they want him to get away with this.
Well, you know what's interesting is that SNL, who I've had my beef with over the last few years, when they brought the Cuomo character on with Pete Davidson this last weekend, I thought they really nailed the essence of Cuomo, because he sat down and goes, he's asked, you know, why were you brought on the show? And he goes, because New York dining's at 35% now, and nobody claps. And then he goes, oh, it's the nursing home stuff. And I really do think that there is a level of shame associated with this particular scandal that may not have been there in past ones, because people do know that they lost their grandparents because of him.
Yeah. I still don't think the mainstream media is going to go hard on him. The thing is that Cuomo has always been disliked by the further left. He's seen as a moderate, which obviously we know he's not. But the socialist contingency that is growing on the left sees Cuomo as too non-left for them. So I think shows like Saturday Night Live might go after him. And you might see leftist writers go after him. I think there have been several that have sort of covered the scandals. But you won't really see the mainstream media, the CNN, the MSNBC, the New York Times, go too hard on him. They'll cover it. They have to cover it. They can't ignore it anymore. Though they've managed to ignore it for months and months and months. I mean, Janice Dean has been pushing this since April.
Yep.
And yet they haven't said anything. So they did ignore it until they couldn't anymore. But they still are going to treat it in a very different way than they would with a Republican, where it would be wall-to-wall news every single day.
The phrase feather touch comes to mind, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, your last article in the Post was all about how vaccines are going to end the pandemic, whether Fauci likes it or not. You're picking on the little man now.
You know, it's just, he is so bad at his job. It's wild.
You
it's
think?
So crazy how I don't understand. Forget about even just the science of it. The PR part of it, I think every time he talks on TV, fewer people want to get the vaccine, because he's like, you're going to get the vaccine and then nothing's going to change in your life. You're going to stay masked. Now we want two masks. You're not going to see your family. You're not going to get to go out. You're not going to go to dinner. You're not going to go to the movies. You're not going to do any of the stuff. And he gives no indication that this is ever going to change. Once you get vaccinated, the pandemic is essentially over for you. And I want people to really internalize that, because I think it's hard to go a year living like this and be able to snap out of it. And I'm increasingly concerned that people are not going to snap out of it, that they're going to want to live like this going forward, that they're not going to leave their houses, that they're not going to see their families, and that they're going to continue to mask as they do right now in situations where there is no risk.
Well, along those lines, and you've been hot on this on Twitter all week, you know, school districts are starting to announce their plans for the remainder of this school year, and then even to some degree indicating some of their indications for maybe the fall. And I'm curious if you are seeing that same concern that schools are not going to change their behavior before the end of this school year, and how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely a concern of mine. I think really the looming concern is that schools are not going to change before September. So every time that Fauci says we're going to have to keep masking, we're going to have to keep social distancing, I want parents to understand that means that schools cannot reopen. There is no vaccine for kids. There is no vaccine. So if the concern is that kids are going to spread it, as opposed to, say, the teacher spreading it, because the teacher will be vaccinated, then schools will stay the same way that they are right now. If your school today is not open, there's a very good chance it does not open the rest of this year, and there's a really good chance it doesn't open in September either. And I think I've been saying this, and I get a lot of like leftist pushback, like, oh, you're just scaring people. Oh, you know, this is just hysteria. But I'm seeing that unions are saying this now, too. I'm seeing that left politicians are now saying this. I mean, I'm seeing we have to remake every single air filtration system in every school across the country before the kids come back. That's years away. So I need people to face this. I think more than anything else, if we face the reality of what's being asked of us, which might be no brick and mortar school for years, people will fight back quicker. And I think people need to really accept it.
No, I think you're right. And it is the unions. That's the primary driving force behind all of this. Our own school district held a region-wide meeting last night. We watched it online with, several thousand other parents that did. And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt for now. They're saying that, you know, they're going to keep things open through the rest of the school year. In fact, they're not even going to do a voluntary quarantine following spring break the way they did Christmas break. And I think that's just because the curve is flattening. I mean, we are literally seeing the dropping off of the cliff.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And I think we've seen sane policies that work and we've seen insane policies that don't. Maybe we should follow the sane ones. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Well, how dare you come up with common sense like that? So circling back to the governor, what do you think is in store? Does an impeachment proceed from here? I mean, you see what Assemblyman Kim and others are saying in terms of how he's treating those who are telling the truth. What's your gut take on that?
My take is that Democrats in New York are not going to impeach him, but the story right now about an aide that worked for him, accusing him of sexual harassment, accusing him of assault, basically, he said that he kissed her against her will, it may mean that Me Too brings down Governor Cuomo, which would be quite amazing because, it's been this love story for the last year where the media, calls him America's boyfriend, and homosexual became a word that we had to know.
One of the words I could soon forget and be just fine. Okay, Carol, reader in the New York Post follower on Twitter at @KAROL. Thank you so much. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, time to check in once again on Decision 2021 because there is another election coming up, and it is going to make a difference in the states of New Jersey and New York. We've got a lot of races that we're watching and following, and I hope that you are informing yourself as we go along. In the race for governor in the Garden State, it is very important to point out that Governor Murphy's had a very busy week. He's failing the vaccine rollout in his state. He just pitched a new budget with more spending through kind of the universal eyeballs. And he decided of all the things that he really needed to be focusing on Monday, that he would completely legalize weed for recreational use and beyond in the Garden State. But aside from all of that, he ignored what is arguably one of the most important and most concerning issues pressing his voters, and that is the state of the schools in New Jersey. Let's turn to Jack Cittarelli, who would like to replace Governor Murphy as the next governor of the state of New Jersey. And Jack, welcome back. It's always good to have you. He didn't even mention schools in his address.
He did not mention schools, Kevin, specific to helping school districts with whatever improvements need to be made to things like air ventilation systems so that our children can get back to school. I mean, it's bad enough that we didn't do this last summer so kids could get back to school for September, and then it's bad enough we didn't do it for the first semester all through the fall and early winter. We're now into the second semester, and a great many school districts across the state are still not open. In fact, the vast majority are not. So I don't know how you could sit there and be flush with cash the way that he is because of the way he used the state's credit card. But here we are the day after the budget address, and still no relief for school districts and helping them get kids back in classrooms.
That is really unconscionable. How do you rate his priorities in his address this week?
Well, if ever there was an election year budget, Kevin, this is it. He's trying to be all things to all people. This budget is 10% more than the last budget. And over the course of his first term, the budget is up 30%. And I have to ask people, are you better off? I mean, is anyone really better off? I've never seen every demographic group in New Jersey struggling the way New Jerseyans are today. Young people trying to get a start, the working poor trying to work their way into the middle class getting ahead, and seniors trying to retire. It's just not happening in New Jersey. It's why we're number one in out-migration, and yet the governor's priorities seem to be all misplaced with all this cash he has on his hands. Well, let's not forget, it's not because of a booming economy that he has all this cash. He used the state's credit card to borrow $4.5 billion.
Yeah, well, and given that that is the reality of things, Jack, that's setting up a lot of trouble for future generations. But let's address what he is trying to tell us that he's doing. I mean, do we have if it's growing the budget by 30%, have we seen a 30% increase in the quality of life for the average voter in New Jersey?
We have not. And I mean, that's the exact point. And even Democrats were saying yesterday in their review now, because the budget is now given to the legislature, and the Democrats have controlled the legislature for more than two decades, they're all saying the same thing. My goodness, we have to make sure there's not a revenue cliff because he has front-loaded all this cash into an election year budget. I mean, who raises tolls and taxes and then goes in front of TV and makes a budget essay saying that he hasn't raised anybody's taxes? Hmm. He did raise taxes. He did raise tolls. The gas tax did go up, and he borrowed $4.5 billion. So one thing about this governor, he can look the camera straight in the eye and not tell the whole truth.
Well, speaking of which, was it really necessary? I mean, he promised that he would get weed legalized fully in the first 100 days of his administration. It took him about 3 years to actually fulfill that. But why is this such an important issue to him? How does it improve the quality of life in the state? How does it answer a major question in terms of economy or help to the average family?
He will tell you that it's all about social justice, but we could achieve social justice with just decriminalization. He will tell you that it's a progressive initiative to improve people's quality of life by giving them the freedom to enjoy recreational marijuana. I say this, that time will show that in a densely populated state such as New Jersey, which has an extreme opioid addiction problem, that this is going to be bad for New Jersey over the long run. So time will tell, but it is now the law.
Well, and that is that to me is problematic on a number of levels. And you're right. Decriminalizing is one thing, but insisting upon recreational use and going out of his way to make it more and more available to people that, you know, what we've seen in Colorado and some of the other states, Jack, I almost called you governor there. I'm hoping that this is some sort of prophetic word. What we've seen in Colorado and some of the other places is when it is made accessible, then the people that use it become younger and younger. And I think that you're exactly right. I think this is a doorway to the opioid problem expanding, not reducing. Anyway, you want to follow him, jack4nj.com. You can volunteer for the campaign. You can make a donation. You can help him get the word out. But if you want different results, Jersey, you've got to vote for different people. And that starts with the election of 2021. Jack4NJ.com, Jack4NJ.com. And guess what? You can follow him on Twitter at the same handle, Jack4NJ. Jack Cittarelli, thanks for being with us.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Looking forward to next time.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on Wednesdays, we do like to help you become a better parent as best we can. So the Parenting Express focuses in on just doing one thing, getting one aspect of parenting a little bit better. And Shelley Goldberg is back with us. You knew her for years on New York One as the parenting reporter there. Always honored to have her insights here. Shelley, it looks like we may have better days in front of us. Are we coming out of the COVID thing? Are people going to turn a corner? Might be.
Oh, Kevin, I hope so. I can feel it. I can feel it. And so I was thinking about what I wanted to share with your listeners today. I think if we look back on this, unless you've lost someone, and then I can't think of anything that I could say, but if you haven't, I actually think there are some positive, wonderful, positive life lessons that we can all take away from this last year, and things that we can learn about ourselves that will help us moving forward. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I learned going through this last 8-9 months.
Okay.
Number one, for sure, the importance of taking care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Kevin, your body is the car that's going to take you through life. So, Mom and Dad, moving forward, it's concentrating on a great night's sleep, reducing the stress any way you can think of, and eating healthy. And making sure your kids see those life lessons, because that's going to take you the distance. So that's number one. Number two, Shelley has enormous gratitude for the smallest things now as a result of navigating the last 8-9 months. Cup of coffee, Kevin, and I'm sitting there in his big, warm, fuzzy bathrobe, and I feel I am the luckiest person in the world.
Hmm.
So gratitude for the smallest things. Take that life lesson and let it help you move forward in all the other areas of your life. Three, less is more. Shelley realized she doesn't need all the clothes, the vacations, lots of people around. It's fun, but I don't need it.
Hmm.
And I've been enjoying solitude and enjoying my own company a heck of a lot more. Decluttering anything and everything in your apartment and house, wonderful feeling, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. Power of nature. That's another thing that we've all learned over the last couple of months, to rejuvenate us, to connect us to the spiritual world. The Japanese I don't know if you knew this, Kevin, but the physicians in Japan often recommend tree bathing, bathing among trees, for patients who are anxious or depressed, because they found that just by getting people out among the trees in nature did amazing things for people's health and in terms of how they felt emotionally. And that's something that we can all continue to do moving forward, is make sure to make time to go to the park, to go to the beach, walk around in your neighborhood, but being outside and having a reverence for small things, you know, in nature. Pay more attention to what's happening politically. That's been another change in my life. I think we got to this place because so many of us were too busy doing other things. So the revelation is moving forward is to really be on top of this, because we need to know who the decision makers are and what we can do to affect change. Paying attention to the school curriculum. Before, I don't even know if I thought so deeply about what is a good education. What's going on with the school curriculum? Now it's something I am very aware of. I also have much deeper, more meaningful friendships, and I think that's a lesson learned from COVID. The power of puppies, the power of being around animals. And are you aware that the ASPCA, they literally ran out of dogs for people to adopt?
Oh, wow. COVID? No, I did not hear that.
In New York City, gone, because everyone who either lived alone, was alone, or with their family, and they didn't have a pet, they said, how the heck are we going to get through this? We're getting a dog or a cat. So the power of animals to transform one's life is amazing. What about you? What have you...
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting you ask me that, because I was texting with my yoga instructor, one of my three yoga instructors that works at the place that we take classes from. And she was a COVID victim early in March of last year. She got it. She went through the whole thing, lost taste, had a really rough bout with it, but came through the other side, had the antibodies, and she's been, you know, tough as nails ever since. But I was just communicating with her about how tough that this last year has been. And almost without skipping a beat, Shelley, she texted back and she said, tell me one good thing that has happened in the last year. And I was able to say, well, you know, we took a very private little family trip down to North Carolina and had a week on the beach, you know, secluded, but just us. And that was a wonderful memory. We did. And I came up with, I don't know, five or six things that were all just like good things that had happened. And she said, don't you understand that in the midst of this terrible pandemic, you've had these little windows of great things that you've experienced? And she said, the thing that I've learned in this pandemic is what you said just a few minutes ago. Pay attention to the small things. Appreciate the small things. Have immense gratitude for the smallest of things that go well, because it makes life as a whole, you know, that much more rich and fulfilling. And I thought, you know what? That was a good word. I tended that day to be a little complainy, and I wasn't complaining after that. And I think that's right along the lines of what you're saying today. There's a lot that we can find and have to be thankful for from the last year. And I'm going to guess, Shelley, we're going to be better people if we choose to do so.
Oh, I like that, Kevin. Yes, and I believe that to be true. And I just wanted to add, because I know what happens in the McCullough household, there's also so much happiness to be found just sitting around a kitchen table, sharing a meal, a warm meal or a cold meal with your family. And it can be hamburgers, it can be cereal. But that's something that I think we all learned, that simple, the simple joy of just sharing a meal with friends and family, how incredibly rewarding that can be.
Well, I will say this, because of the adjusted school schedule and what we've done as a family, we've been able to spend a lot more time together. And I think that that has benefited us in every way possible. I'm really concerned for the single parent households. I'm really concerned for people that have to that don't have the opportunity to, you know, have one or two parents that are always there and available. But for us, it's been something to be particularly grateful for, because we've seen a lot of really meaningful time spent together. Shelley, thank you for this exercise and valuable life lessons. It's good stuff for us to think about this year.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Go back and get any of the Parenting Express hits with Shelley Goldberg. Just go to the Kevin McCullough podcast thing at SoundCloud or iTunes. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies, I stay healthy, I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you to everybody on the big show today. Morgan Peckma with that firsthand account. And if you missed that, if you didn't get that portion of the broadcast, go to the SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts regions of Kevin McCullough Radio and get it. It's a whistleblower account firsthand of the governor threatening a journalist exactly the same way Assemblyman Kim said he was threatened just this last week with a phone call and eerily identical in terms of means and methods. But Dr. Sapphire, Carol Markowitz, candidate Cittarelli, who's running for the governorship of New Jersey, Shelley Goldberg, appreciate all of them being with us today. You know, coming up at the end of this week, in fact, starting tomorrow, the next edition of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, will be underway. They have moved out of the shutdown zone, the walled in city of East Washington, D.C., Eastern D.C., the behind the Soviet fence lines.
that seem to be established there around the Capitol and so forth. But, you know, I used to cover CPAC, went many, many years in a row, spoke there many times, and so forth. They did invite me to come back and broadcast from there again this year. But just with everyone under the circumstances with school and so forth, I just didn't feel like this was the right year to go back. But we are going to try to give some coverage of what they're doing down there. But as things are getting underway, maybe you've seen, maybe you haven't seen the surveys of the last couple of days. How many people of the base of the 2020 election base still believe that President Trump should be a guiding force for the Republican Party and the conservative movement as a whole? And so, playing off of that, and a journalist asked Speaker Kevin Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney, who voted to impeach the president, whether or not he should be speaking at CPAC. Listen to what happened.
Do you believe President Trump should be speaking at CPAC? Do you believe President Trump should be speaking at CPAC this weekend?
Yes, he should.
That's up to CPAC. I've been hearing my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
And there went on that high note indeed. Now, Liz Cheney got censured by her state Republican Party for voting to impeach the president. I doubt that's going to be helping her case very well, because 95% of the conservative base in the Republican Party, the people that supported him before, still want him to be involved. I mean, he got more votes than any elected president has ever received in his reelect, which is pretty stunning. Anyway, CPAC gets underway tomorrow through the weekend. Live reports on Kevin McCullough. We'll talk to you then.